From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. There was a lot of action on Capitol Hill today, but it was happening behind closed doors. House Republicans and Democrats retreated into their caucuses to elect new leaders for the next Congress, and they look a lot like the old leaders. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us from Capitol Hill. Andrea, let's start with the incoming majority, the Republicans. This afternoon, they elected, no surprise, John Boehner to be the next Speaker of the House, right?
Yes, that's true. And you're right. It wasn't a surprise. He was widely expected to win that position. He is the current minority leader in the Republican minority. But, you know, what is surprising, though, if you take the long view, is that I think 2 years ago, almost no one would have predicted that John Boehner would be the Speaker of the House. Not now, certainly, and not really ever. He's not a Newt Gingrich. He's not a Tom DeLay. He's not sort of a natural ideological leader, and he's not the kind of guy who storms around demanding his priorities. He himself says that he's more like a bartender. He grew up working in his father's tavern, and he says, you know, I just know how to deal with every character that walks in the door. And he's really more of a personable guy, and I think that's the kind of leader that he wants to be, and that we should expect him to be more of a deal broker.
That's his backstory, Andrew. But of course, John Boehner is as well connected as they come in this town.
He most certainly is. He has lots of connections on K Street among lobbyists. He's been in the leadership before. He is certainly not one of the fresh faces of the Republicans here. He says that that's important, though, because he says he, more than anyone, has learned the lessons of being thrown out by the electorate in 2006 and then watched the Democrats make the same mistakes and get thrown out. And he says he wants to do this a little bit differently. He wants to run that House in a different way.
Okay, so John Boehner as the new Speaker of the House. What about the other Republican leaders elected today?
Well, the majority leader will be Virginia's Eric Cantor. The whip will be California's Kevin McCarthy. And those two are very important Republican leaders right now. They're two of the three so-called young guns leaders of the Republicans. And I think, you know, John Boehner should keep his eye on the people who are directly behind him in the leadership. Eric Cantor and Kevin McCarthy both have strong bases themselves among Republicans in the party. Mm-hmm. And there will also be a head of the Republican caucus will be Jeb Hensarling of Texas. And then there are going to be two new leadership positions specifically for members of the freshman class.
Let's move on, Andrea, to the Democrats, who are, of course, moving to the minority in January. They did keep Nancy Pelosi as their top leader, but she did face a pretty reasonable challenge.
She sure did. And let's say first that she was challenged by a couple of people within the party who wanted to wait until December to vote on who the leadership would be. They felt that the Democrats were rushing into this decision to keep Nancy Pelosi as a leader. Now, that vote went down. The Democrats decided that they would, in fact, go ahead and vote for leadership now. And then Heath Shuler, a young conservative Democrat, challenged Nancy Pelosi for the position of minority leader. And he got more than 40 votes, which says a lot about the worries of the Democrats going forward. Though Nancy Pelosi did handily win, and she will continue to lead the Democrats.
Okay. NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.